Welcome to Shom Achshav and Daf. She responds to Elohim Nishmas Am Yakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Momentzio Daf Kuf Gimel, beginning of Perek HaMekabel, the ninth Perek of Momentzio. The Mishnah mentions that the sharecropper, he takes a part not only in the grain, but also in the Tevin and the Kash. What is Tevin? What is Kash? So Tois is here, first Tois is in the Perek. Gives us the definition. What is tevin and what is kash? They're both referring to the straw, to the part of the grain which is not going to be food, but will be used for animals, will be machal behema. But says the Tosis, that the difference between tevin and kash, that the piece of straw that is cut together with the grain, together with the ear of wheat, that is called tvuah. And whatever is left in the field, the pieces of straw that are still connected to the ground, that is called kash. And that's what Tosfos brings also in Maseches Shabbos in Daf Lamed Vov. Rashi there seems to say the opposite. Rashi says that the kash is znovos hashiboilim. That is the edge of the ears, which means that's the part that's connected to the tvuah. Now what's left on the Sodeh, Rashi calls that the Losh HaGemara there in Shabbos, is called govevo. And Rashi calls it anigvo min hasodeh, which may allude to the word tevin, which is connected to the ground. But clearly in Rashi, that the word kash is not what stays in the field, like Tosfos says, but the word kash is what is part of what's cut off from the field, what's being harvested. Now one shita of Rashi is that the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that the owner of the land could say, be'ino de titvan li ha'ori, I want to have tevin in my land. Masha tevin is what's connected to the ground, not the part that's being harvested. So Tosfos really points it out that Tosfos is not so bothered with it. He said what it means, titvanari, means because usually they use the tevin, which is cut off, to create fertilization in the sodeh. So he means I want to keep the kash to use it for what tevin is being used. Now between Rashi and Tosfos, there's a big enough kamina of how to understand the pasuk. That it says that Paroi told Am Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, Koyomar Paroi, Einein Nuten Lechem Tevin. Vayofet Zahom Bechol Eretz Yitzayim Lekoishish Kash LaTevin. So Paroi tells Am Yisrael, Tevin you're not getting. So Am Yisrael goes around to collect Kash LaTevin. According to Tosfos, this is a very clear pshat in the Pasuk. Paroi says, Tevin, which is cut off from the ground, I'm not giving it to you. So Am Yisrael had to suffer, go through the field, look for kash, which is connected to the ground, and they're going to have to come and uproot it from the ground and make that into tevin. So it's very glut according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi, how do you explain the psukim? According to Rashi, kash is what's not connected to the ground, and tevin is connected. So what does it mean that the Paro says, I'm not giving you tevin, and then Am Yisrael is going to koshish kash to tevin? So Rashi in Chumash really explains this, because he explains divim shat. What it means that koishish kash letevin is kash is loshon lekoit, meaning to gather. And letevin means to use it in order to create the teat, the clay, that you need to put tevin into it. Meaning we're not coming and giving the noun kash. Kash here means the action of collecting, and the tevin over here means not to create, not for the purpose of tevin, which is the disconnected straw, but tevin means the ingredient that you need in order to create clay. The Vilna Gaon, Masechet Shabbos, he has another pshat. He says that the word kash refers to the big straw. And the tevin is when you cut the straw into small pieces. Because only once you cut the small pieces, now you can create the clay by putting the small pieces into the mixture of the clay. So according to this, what Paro says, I'm not giving you the small pieces of straw. And what they have to do is, Am Yisrael went lekoishish kash letevin, they went to collect the big piece of straw in order for themselves to cut into small pieces and to create the tevin, which is the cut pieces of the straw. So to summarize, we have three explanations, what does kash and tevin mean? And based on that, I have to understand the pasuk lekoishish kash letevin. Shita's Rashi is that kash is what's cut from the ground, and tevin is what's still left in the ground. And what it means, the koishish kash tevin means to collect what you have to create the ingredient for the clay. Toises learns the kash is what stays in the field, and tevin is what's cut off in, during the time of harvest. Lekoshish kash l'tevin means to collect the kash which is connected to the ground and make out of the tevin which is disconnected from the ground. And according to the Vilna Gaon, the kash is the long straw, the tevin is a small piece of a straw. Lekoshish kash l'tevin means to collect the large pieces in order to cut it to small so to be able to create the clay. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shavah email list to what school, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.